anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning. It's time for another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad you're along with us on this Thursday. Coming up on the program today, going to talk with Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com. We've been talking a little more wrestling over the last week. That's because their season is really gearing up. There's some conference tournaments this weekend. Tonight, the Twin Valley has theirs. Also, the number one and two teams in the state duel tonight in Omaha as Grand Island takes on Millard South. Also, we'll be talking about Kearney High and their duel tonight with North Platte, Lou Platte Conference this weekend. We'll catch up with Ross on that and talk about what he's seen so far this season. You can find out a whole lot of information on their website at HuskerMat.com, the premier Nebraska wrestling website. Also on the program today, talk about what happened last night, give you a chance to get signed up for our Super Bowl pack from Schroeder's Smoked Food, which includes smoked pork loin, brats, chili, chips, cheese, enough to fire up 15 people or 8 daddies on Super Bowl Sunday, and your chance to get signed up coming up later on in the program. We didn't even get a chance to talk about Nebraska's big volleyball commit yesterday. We'll do that. All right. Nebraska men's basketball ahead at Oklahoma last night. Probably surprising to some, really not for those that follow Nebraska basketball. This was a perfect trap game. The spread was way too much in this basketball game. And then, Tony, they get outscored by 17. In the second half, Blake Griffin, 27 points, 18 rebounds. So you've seen your Nebraska basketball team again. Your thoughts?
Well, you got it tied at 53. I believe that was the last time it was tied before the implosion. It's the same kick in the teeth just when you start believing. And, Doug, I think even you last night believed a little bit in the middle of that half. You're shaking your head. No, you didn't. But they had you a little bit thinking, maybe this team is better than I've given them credit for, playing better than they've given. Blake Griffin's still at 27 and 18. Blake Griffin, I don't understand when Doc Sadler said, you know, he's going to get his. We have to shut down their 2 and 3 guys and not let them get their average because Griffin's going to get his. Don't you have to do something to stop Griffin? Everybody knows what a great player he is. I think that's the one guy that you've got to lock down. If those other guys can make up their point total and go above and beyond, then perhaps you got a chance. But you thought you had a chance at 53, and then it seems to be, I don't know, just an absolute puke job. I don't guess that's all you can say about the end of it.
It's Nebraska men's basketball. It's what it has been. It's what it is.
But don't you think it's changing?
There was no doubt. I hope so. There was no doubt in my mind Oklahoma's going to come back and win that game. And until that never happens, it's always going to be that way. Nebraska put forth a heck of an effort, but Oklahoma wasn't looking at Nebraska like they had to crush them by 30.
No, but I think Oklahoma maybe garnered a little respect at Oklahoma, who probably thought it was an afterthought they were playing Nebraska last night.
Ooh, so I'm sitting there on that Saturday and Sunday in the NCAA committee room. You know, I respect Nebraska. Let's put them in at 16 and 14. That's the big picture. What do you think right now?
I think we're going in the right way. We've missed out on some big men.
Said that since day one. I don't think that's been the argument here. We are going in the right way.
Well, why won't you give these guys any credit, any love?
They are who we thought they were. They're a fighting hard team. They're not good enough to go to the NCAA tournament. Bottom line. That I don't think that's bashing the Nebraska basketball team. That's saying what they are.
We got to get the big people in. Big people are coming, whether it's Diaz or the 7-footer and his teammate, I believe, from Germany. They are coming.
Right.
When they
next
get with this
year.
Group. Yes.
Last year we thought it was this year.
Well.
This year we think it's next year again.
Once again.
Starting to sound like rooting for the Cubs.
Well.
Next year we're going to be great.
No, but I think everybody's still on board with Doc. I don't.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. 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 It's not Doc's fault that Sally isn't here this year and he's playing for Memphis. So, your thoughts if you want to weigh in on the Nebraska men's basketball team, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nebraska women beat Kansas, and Hastings College rolls Doan last night, both the men and women. Doan women shot 24%.
Ooh, that's not gonna win any games.
No.
No. That's not. You know something that's been, I think, exciting at times because it gets you in the mood for a little bit of the warmer weather when it's so cold here, and we've had some great weather the last 2-3 days. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying, but when they showed the golf tournaments in Hawaii and now the West Coast swing on the PGA Tour, Pat Perez fires a 61 yesterday. Amazing round of golf. Okay, crazy good golf.
Shot a 28 on the front nine.
Okay. He's got a one-shot lead.
Over two others.
I mean, the guy goes out there.
The anti-U.S. Open.
Yeah, exactly. You go out there and you know you're having a round of... I got to think that Pat Perez probably hasn't shot a whole lot of other 61s on the PGA Tour. But you go out there and think, man, I'm feeling pretty good. You look up at the leaderboard and go, these guys are right on my heels.
Oh, he's got no chance to win.
I got to do this the next 2-3 days to get any sort of lead.
It's amazing. The Bob Hope Chrysler Classic, where they always go deep, 27, 29, 35, 36 under. You know, that's what you're going to be looking at because it's a five-day tournament as compared to a four-day tournament. They go 90 holes, and you get a lot of fun. This is where you see some of the pro-ams become more of a factor at the beginning of the year. But also, it's nice that you get to see guys you don't normally see, and maybe some of the up-and-comers get to play, but none of the great players are out there. And you know why? Probably because they can't win where you have to go 30 under to win a tournament. None of the world's top 15 playing in this tournament. That's not the way it used to be. They didn't always play in it, but I mean, Phil and VJ and some of those guys played in this tournament, and now they don't have to because they can win so much money in so few events. And that's too bad, I think, for the PGA Tour that I'm not saying your stars have to play every week, but none of the stars, you know, they played in the Mercedes at the start of the year, and not even all the studs were there.
You know, but if you don't have, if you're one or two of those guys in the top 15, don't you go out and say, I think I got a chance to pick up $800,000 or $900,000 for the win here? I mean, I don't understand the mentality.
Or you go cut a new set of commercials for Chrysler and get a bigger check that week. You do a new commercial for Callaway, get a bigger check that week.
Well.
You go sell some tires, some cereal, some insurance.
Maybe that's what the other 13 are doing. Why don't you be two and go out and win yourself some money?
Don't have to.
You're not getting $1 million to do a commercial.
Well, you're not, obviously. You're not. Nice job, Venus Williams. She lose to a guy last night?
It looked like it, didn't it?
Good Lord. Whoever she was playing accidentally took a wrong turn out to the court, ran smack dab into the brick wall, and then still recovered to beat Venus. Serena Williams moves on. James Blake moves on. Andy Roddick plays tonight. Jeff Kent, one of my least favorite baseball players, retiring, I think because nobody will give him a job. And I guess if you're the number one men's basketball team in the country, do whatever you have to do to not play Virginia Tech again. Virginia Tech owned Wake Forest from start to finish last night. And Duke, if they can take care of business, and they have to play Wake this weekend, it could be the new number one team come next Monday.
You think the officials have taken some note? It didn't look like Wake Forest on their home court last night. There were some calls that should have been called that were called last night. Where it seems like a lot of number one teams get on their home floor and, oh, the ball just somehow got fired out of his hand. It's because two guys grabbed him. You know, they could break away for a dunk, and all of a sudden the game's tied. That didn't happen. And, that's a pretty good job. I respected those guys last night. You know, the Wake Forest coach is up chirping the whole time, and it's like, hey, we're calling the fouls. You guys are fouling them.
Why is my man bleeding? He just ran down the court and his face opened up? I don't know. What about the bizarre situation in the Marquette-Providence game over the weekend where the dude's brother came on the floor after no fouls called? He gets popped in the eye and he's bleeding all over the place. And his brother, they're setting up to shoot free throws. Here comes some guy in a parka, walked right into the lane. Right into the lane. I mean, he walked onto the floor and nobody tackled him. Providence says they're going to beef up security.
Thanks.
Also, failed to bring this up yesterday because we took it in a different direction. We still haven't been able to find this out, and we're going back to our high school game on Tuesday night, but this could be any game. This could be any game. This is a game of basketball. And even the officials after the game, even the officials we've talked to since, don't really know. But a bizarre incident in the Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic boys basketball game on Tuesday night. We get to overtime. The ball goes up, and Kearney Catholic
wins. One shining moment. Oh, sorry.
The Kearney Catholic happens to win the tip. So they head down towards the hoop. They're running their offense. Grand Island Central Catholic's right up in their face playing defense. There's 16 seconds gone in the overtime. The crowd's going bonkers. Kearney Catholic here in the first few seconds of overtime, they're running their offense right in front of the Grand Island Central Catholic bench. Kearney Catholic's running their offense right in front of the Grand Island Central Catholic bench.
Uh-oh.
That's not right. Because in the
It's a continuation of the fourth quarter. They should have been going towards their own bench.
In the second half, you're always on offense in front of your own bench. So, the fine refereeing crew, they finally get their attention because, well, half the Central Catholic bench was about out on the floor trying to get their attention, which they should have been. You're going the wrong way!
It's planes, trains, and automobiles all over again.
And it's not necessarily the kids' fault, and it's not necessarily the officials' fault, although it kind of is because they didn't have them pointed the right
direction. It's a mistake.
Yeah, it's a mistake. They had them, everybody was pointed the wrong direction to go to overtime. So, what do you do?
I know the end result of what they did. I say I go across the floor like you're inbounding the ball to start because they won the jump fair and square. I go across like you would, it's the start of the third quarter and they've got the possession arrow. I go across the floor and say, blow the whistle, hand the kid the ball and say, okay, get them going the right way and send, here's your ball. I don't think you need to put the extra 15 seconds back. It's just where we stop the clock. It's Kearney Catholic ball going the right direction.
It's something
that's what I would have done.
No one really has known so far in the officials that we've talked to as of yesterday afternoon. So kind of a bizarre incident.
And we're not making fun of this official.
Oh, it's no.
Tim and Leon, they're friends of ours. We know them both very well.
No,
and they do a good job.
I didn't know what to do. I mean, I'm serious. I didn't know.
Even I didn't know.
I'll say it.
They called Kearney Catholic then for being over and back and gave the ball to Central Catholic.
Underneath their own hoop. So the exact farthest thing from what you think was possible was the ruling saying that it was not a correctable error. And so, and a correctable error is say that you don't shoot a one-on-one when you should be and you're running it. You can blow the play dead and shoot the one-on-one as long as possession hasn't changed. And getting deep into the rule book here, nobody seems to know. So, again, something we've never seen. Something we've never seen occurred on Tuesday, and maybe this will be deep in the rule book. Somebody will find this out, what the exact play was. And again, a lot of the guys felt, well, the letter of the law, maybe that's right. I think the over and back, I guess you had to come up with some kind of call. And that's the letter in the law, but then in the spirit of the game, maybe you should have re-jumped, maybe you should have done what you said. You know, different officials have had different opinions on the topic, so kind of funny once it was all said and done. And I guess the big thing was Central Catholic didn't score on that possession, so I guess it all became a moot point. So that's what happened. Just a point of talk.
Somebody said re-jump, and I guess you go the re-jump, and we already proved that Kearney Catholic could win it in overtime. So why would you need to do it again? I mean, I think it's, that would be unfair. Had they go up and jump and Central Catholic then wins a tip, you go, wait a minute, that's not right.
So a bizarrety in the ball game on Tuesday. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. As we said, Hastings College, both winners last night. Women 62-41, the men 71-52. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we'll dive into some wrestling. HuskerMatt.com and Ross Halford is going to join us. Plus, oh, we're going to get you signed up for that Super Bowl tailgate party and package right after this on the Dougandaddy Show.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Dougandaddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
First Bank and Trust.
You're the reason we do what we do. Everything we are begins with you.
First Bank and Trust.
You can count on us.
You're the one we're working for. Come on over, you get more. We are here for you. First Bank and Trust.
You can count on us.
First Bank and Trust.
First Bank and Trust goes at Clay Center, Eustis, and Imperial, member FDIC.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
You have no doubt heard the phrase, no pain, no gain. But how about no pain? I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with MetalArt Dental Associates, serving the Tri-City area. Don't let anxieties and fears about a dental appointment keep you from achieving good dental health and a spectacular smile. I practice sedation dentistry, a safe, effective technique that with a relaxing pill allows comfort and full relaxation throughout the entire treatment. What this means is that you can have years of dental treatment done with fewer appointments, with little or no memory of the time you spent in the dental chair. Your lasting memory will be a spectacular smile.
For more about Dr. Michael Bryson's sedation dentistry, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com or call for an appointment, 308-234-3668, 308-234-3668. Do it today for a brighter smile tomorrow.
ESPN Radio.
Mike and Mike in the Morning.
Criticizing the fans for not knowing when to cheer. You know what? They know when to cheer when you do something worthy of cheering. If that isn't the ultimate in just shut up.
Mike and Mike in the Morning.
On ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up around the lower 60s with west wind staying from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see clear skies, then some increase in cloud cover late. With lows in the mid-20s, north winds will develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see temperatures falling through the 20s on Friday. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 46.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You're positive on that, right?
Yes.
100% positive? All right, here we go. We're going to get a lot of people signed up, but I like the trivia questions, so let's go with it. for the Super Bowl tailgate bundle. We're going to get you signed up at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Chance to get a Super Bowl tailgate bundle from Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Find out more at schroederssmokedfoods.com. This will feed up to 15 folks. We'll draw out the winner for the Super Bowl platter next week. Daddy, your trivia question. You were talking golf. Pat Perez shot a 61 yesterday. The PGA Tour record is, for a single round,
59, which a lot of people know that from the elevator commercial. Nobody wants to touch that number. Who was the last person on the PGA Tour to fire a 59?
1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines. You got a guess for us. Who's the last person on the PGA Tour to shoot 59? Men's side. No guess? Hello? Hello? Must have been somebody you knew. Do you have a guess for us, Doug and Daddy Show?
Zach Johnson.
Not Zach, but thanks for the call. Who was the last player on the PGA Tour to shoot 59? Back to the phone lines. What's your guess?
Mike Weir.
Not Mike Weir. Thanks so much. Try again. 1-888-455-ESPN. Last person to shoot a 59 on the PGA Tour. Your guess?
David Duvall.
And who are we talking to?
J.P. Roberts.
J.P., you the man. J.P., you are now in for the Super Bowl tailgate bundle. Smoked pork loin, brats, chili, chips, cheese, feed up to 15, or I guess you can just hog it all yourself if you want.
I'm good at that.
Hang on the line, Derek. We'll get your information so we can put you into the hopper.
All right, thanks.
David Duvall shooting a 59, Daddy. Do you have more information on that?
By the way, it was. You were correct during the break on this same course in 1998 on this Palmer course at PGA West. I don't know if it was the same tournament, but it was on that course. You say same tournament.
Well,
okay.
How about that?
Okay.
Shot it in the final round, too, I think, to come from a little bit back off the pack to win it.
Final round in 98, yes.
Huh? Has that been that long ago?
98, yeah.
Has it been that long ago since he was good? Man.
Well.
It's tough to golf when you're running around your life like Foster Brooks. Ooh, going old school reference there on you. Going old school reference.
I'm not sure. I don't understand the reference.
I'll bet you know who Foster Brooks is. Let's just say, okay, you're clicking early morning, late night, or on the weekends, those infomercials for the Dean Martin roasts.
Yeah.
Foster Brooks is the drunk guy.
He always
acts like he's drunk, the old white-haired guy.
Okay.
There you go. All right. You want to get somebody else signed up?
Sure.
All right. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Here's your next question. Which NFL team has the worst record since 2003? 1-888-455-ESPN. We saw this yesterday and found it somewhat surprising. What NFL team has the worst record since 2003? Doug and Daddy Show, what's your guess?
Raiders.
See, it wasn't that tough. You were watching the same show I was. Who are we talking to?
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill, hold on to the line, and Derek's going to get you signed up for the Super Bowl tailgate bundle from Schroeder Smoked Foods. Thanks for the call. Hold on. Yeah. You'd have thought it's the Lions after going 0-16 this year.
Well, not being good. I mean,
well, the Raiders are worse. Wow.
Well, I got the Raiders on what, the third guess? Who else did I guess? I guess the Lions, obviously, first.
Yeah. I don't know who else you guessed. Yeah, the bad deal.
That is the Raiders. Yeah, just bleh.
That's too bad, by the way. Who's a Raider hater? Who's a Raider hater? By the way, Mel Kiper, Todd McShay, whoever's doing this, I guess it's Kiper. He's going through his mock draft today. They have Mark Sanchez as the number 3 overall pick in the draft. Are you kidding me? Not only there's no way he's the number 3 pick. And if he is, the Kansas City Chiefs aren't going to take a quarterback, are they, Tony? With the way that Tyler Thigpen played this year, you don't build this piece of junk around a rookie quarterback. Why would the Chiefs take a quarterback, even if Mark Sanchez is the number 2 quarterback behind Stafford?
I got a feeling that they could take a quarterback for one simple reason, and it's the success that Flacco had this year. It's the success that Matt Ryan showed his rookies this year. I think a lot more teams are going to be interested in these guys because of success. Now, whether they're capable of having that success or not, you look at two rookies that came in, panned out, took their teams to the playoffs, and turned franchises around. And I think teams will look at that and say, could that be us? And anytime you're drafting in those early spots, you know your team was El Succo.
I just find that hard to believe. God.
Thigpen did play fairly decent football. And I agree that, you know, Herm Edwards saying, you don't even know if Herm Edwards is going to be the coach of the Chiefs. You think Herm Edwards is going to be the coach of the Chiefs? I don't think so.
Doesn't matter. Anybody care?
Matt,
I mean,
Torrey
really?
Does.
Do you care? I mean, well, no, I don't think they'd. You want to win. You want a coach that can help you win. There's no doubt about it. Well, Herm Edwards, I don't know. I guess my gut feeling is that he is. By the way, I want to touch on this before we go to break and then bring in Ross Halford. Did you see what happened at a bowling alley in Papillion over the weekend?
300?
No. I don't think he punched her 300 times. He knocked her cell phone out of her hand. Wasn't good. One of your favorite ex-Huskers. A little trouble. Three Omaha brothers, and by brothers we mean siblings, with connections to the University of Nebraska football team, surrendered to police yesterday after an altercation outside a bowling alley in Papillion Sunday. Police say 29-year-old Dante Grigsby was accused of domestic assault. He's the father of a child by the woman who made the accusations. His 22-year-old brother and your favorite former Husker, Courtney Grigsby, and 19-year-old brother, Ronell, were accused of third-degree assault. All three also were accused of making terroristic threats.
What possibly was Tattoo going to do to her? Seriously. Well, what? Flick him away.
Just unbelievable. Positive Husker news, I believe Millard South's Ty Kildow is going to walk on for the Big Red. Sat out last year because he tore his ACL in the 7-on-7 drill at the Nebraska camp. Wouldn't you think that would make him open up a scholarship for the poor kid? Which I'm sure eventually he will get. So the Huskers pick up another commitment there. We are going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stay away from the bowling alley, man. Bad things. Coming up, we're going to talk a little wrestling with Ross Halford of Husker Matt. We'll also update you on some head coaching appointments for the 8-man All-Star Game and Kansas Nebraska All-Star Game. All that and more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed.
You son of my own!
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
All right, construction crews, everybody ready?
Ready in Chicago.
Montgomery.
Honolulu.
Whoa, who's in Honolulu?
It's Tim from Boston. I just got transferred to Hawaii.
Wicked good weather they got here.
Buy one Motorola i576 phone for $69.99. Get up to four free with Sprint, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Offers for eligible business accounts only. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to 2-year agreement. Up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, what else would you call a place that can save you hundreds when you switch? And even more if you're a good driver. You see, at Progressive, you're rewarded for slowing down at yellow lights, using your directional, and yes, yielding at yield signs. Sounds utopian, Did I mention this music is played by actual angels with harps? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's a story big business didn't want you to know. It's about the ViewCube satellite receiver, compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. Manufacturers love it when truck stops sell it for $1,299 or more. But here's the part they don't want you to hear. Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island sells it for only $699. Anything less and, you don't want to know what might happen. The ViewCube takes portable satellite viewing to the next level. See Rich & Sons soon for the ViewCube. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Rich & Sons ad to see the ViewCube. At $699, they won't last long.
Hi, this is Cindy with the Kearney Family YMCA. It's 2009 and there is no better time than now to change the way you look and feel. At the Kearney Family YMCA, we welcome a new year and a new you. With new cardio equipment, challenging programs, and a membership category for everyone, this is the place to be. During our Pay the Day promotion in January, the earlier you join, the better the price. So come see what's new at the Kearney Family YMCA, where we build strong kids, strong families, and strong communities.
Mike and Mike get a little bathroom humor from Mark Stink Schlereth.
What does it mean to be tough? And Mark pulled his pants and his shorts down to his ankle.
Any number of people could walk in at any moment, and he said to me, see that? No one is going to say a word.
Weekday mornings, wake up to and take Mike and Mike along on your morning drive on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up around the lower 60s with west wind staying from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see clear skies and then some increasing cloud cover late with lows in the mid-20s. North winds will develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see temperatures falling through the 20s on Friday. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Nebraska volleyball team gets an oral commitment for the class of 2010. Morgan Brokehouse has joined the team.
6'5", a setter.
Well, can do everything. Two-time Class 3A Player of the Year, and she still has her senior season to come.
I'm guessing.
475 kills, 440 set assists.
I'm guessing she won't play setter at Nebraska, surely, will she?
No, the Gina Mancuso of Colorado coming to Nebraska in a couple of years. So, outstanding. Yay. I was talking with Todd Henricks, the number one beat writer on the Nebraska volleyball scene from the Lincoln Journal-Star. He said the Huskers is big get, obviously, not even playing fun around here at 6'5". I says, this is it right here. This is the one to have. And she'll be a big portion of this team because when she rolls in, the Huskers will start rolling out some of the talent here in this junior class. So good get there for Nebraska. She'll be a freshman at Nebraska. Current sophomore starters, Sydney Anderson, Caleb Banworth, Lindsay Light, Tara Mueller, they'll be seniors coming up. So Nebraska signs a huge prospect out of Colorado Springs. 6'5", Morgan Brokhus, joining the Husker volleyball program. Well, I guess every time you kind of get amazed at how fast the season moves along, but we're only about 3 weeks away from a district wrestling and getting teams ready for the state meet the following week in Omaha, and our convention of stations will be all over this place covering wrestling for you, and it begins tonight on our sister station, Power 99 FM, when Kearney High duels North Platte. Saturday, we're bringing you the finals of the Lou Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament. Tonight, number one and number two in the state go at it in Millard South and Grand Island. Twin Valley Conference Tournament, Centennial Conference Tournament coming up this weekend as well. And we are pleased to be joined by Ross Halford of the HuskerMat.com website, number one website when it comes to Nebraska wrestling. And Ross, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
How you guys doing? Glad to be here.
Well, thanks for making some time for us today. I guess it gets more exciting as every meet passes, but we're well through the first half of the season. We've had enough meets since Christmas to kind of see where the kids are going to be landing. And we're going to have a nice duel tonight in Omaha between Millard South and Grand Island. I guess let's start right there. Your thoughts as these teams get ready for tonight's duel?
Well, you're right. I mean, this is a huge duel. You know, in every aspect, you know, everything that you would want is down at Millard South tonight. I mean, you have the four-time defending state champions. They're the big bad bully on the block. And then you've got kind of the Grand Island kids who are the up-and-comers. And, of course, they did see each other a couple weeks ago at the Millard West tournament. But I anticipate just a great atmosphere for high school wrestling. It's, you know, probably one of the biggest duels that I've seen around these parts for quite a while. And I tell you what, it's going to be a madhouse down there at Millard South tonight. Great matchups all throughout the night, and a lot of swing matches. And you know, you just can't discount Millard South. I think they match up well. And don't be surprised if you read the newspaper tomorrow and find out that Millard South actually won the duel. I don't know that has a big effect on the long term, which is obviously the state tournament, because I still think that Grand Island has too much firepower for anybody in Class A to topple them this year.
Russ, when you can pick the class, has there been a surprise team that's really came out of nowhere to catch your eye?
Well, you know, I do put in a lot of research and get a lot of information from different coaches. You know, and for the most part, I think my team ratings stay pretty static throughout the year. You know, for the most part, I don't like to deviate too much and take those top teams off. Usually, again, when I come out with my preseason information, you know, I think these teams are set. I will say this, in Class D, you know, a team right around your guys' area that obviously you're very familiar with. I'll tell you what, Amherst was my number two preseason team, and kind of a Howells team that's a little bit different this year. They don't have quite as much depth, but a lot of firepower in that Howells lineup. But I tell you what, Amherst and what Coach Herman has going out there, they have a real shot in Class D this year. And so I guess, you know, from a surprise standpoint, I guess I really didn't, you know, think that anybody had a shot at Howells. But I tell you what, Amherst is coming along, and they're starting to look like a state championship team to me.
They had a great performance at their own meet, kind of slapped Neely Oakdale around a little more than maybe some people had thought, and won a couple of matches in there that maybe they weren't necessarily favored in. And, of course, they'll be coming up in a couple of weeks with their conference tournament. Want to get into some of the conference tournaments that are coming up this weekend. Ross Halford joining us from HuskerMat.com. Let's talk about Twin Valley tonight. Sometimes these smaller conferences, they just, obviously the smaller the schools, the fewer schools that have wrestling programs, but you probably should see some good matches tonight. What can you tell us about Twin Valley this evening?
Well, I think that there's, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think there's only six teams out of the conference, but obviously Franklin is a quality team. I think Franklin, though, at this point here has a few injuries that they're trying to work through. Russell Walton, one of the top-rated kids in Class D at 189, I think he's a little banged up, and I think they have some other kids that are hurt right now. But certainly, if you're looking at name wrestlers out of this tournament, Kennesaw Shelton, Rory Wilkinson, rated number two in Class C at 125. He's having a great year so far. Certainly from a team race, Franklin looks like to me that they're clearly the best team out of that conference. But again, they've got some injuries that they have to overcome at this point.
The Centennial Conference Tournament is going to be hosted by Grand Island Central Catholic on Saturday. So much is made of the great boys basketball teams in that conference, but the wrestling has also kind of picked up, and with Central Catholic's program getting to a very good respectability level here and state-rated. Tell us a little bit about that meet coming up on Saturday.
Well, you mentioned Grand Island Central Catholic, and I had a chance to see them out at Clark's a few weeks ago, and they've got some good-looking kids on that team. Younger Staroska, of course, they've got the Staroska brothers, 145 freshman, Jeremiah Staroska, rated number two in Class C. He also has older brother wrestling at 160, who's rated number two behind Michael Klingensmith out of Kearney Catholic. But certainly if you look at some of the matchups there, you see the Boys Town team come in, and they have some great talent on that team, individual talent. 125-pounder Erskine Williams, very, very tough. And then, of course, Kevin Barrett at 189, a two-time state champion from Boys Town, and he's one of the top-rated wrestlers in the entire country at that weight. So there's a lot of talent there. You know, team race, probably a Grand Island CC. I think they've got more depth than anybody else at that tournament. But should be some great individual matchups, and certainly a tournament where if you want to see some really talented national level kids, you know, that's a tournament to go to as well.
Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ross, there's a tournament in our backyard also going on in the Lou Platt Conference this weekend. Certainly looks like Adams Central is a favorite there. Your thoughts?
Well, I tell you, that was a tournament that I went to a couple of years ago, and it was so much fun. I mean, the teams out there are so competitive with each other. But don't discount that Wood River team that they've got out there as well. I've had a chance to see them this year wrestle at the Flatwater Fracas. Those kids are tested. They wrestle a very rugged schedule. I think that it comes down to Adams Central and Wood River. Those two teams, in my opinion, are basically mirror images of each other. And kind of behind them, I think the Kearney Catholic and a very good St. Paul team as well. I'll probably round out your top four. If you look at the team scoring from last year, it was Wood River who actually won that tournament 149-143 over Adams Central. Kearney Catholic and St. Paul finished third and fourth. I expect the same kind of thing this year, but all four of those teams are better than they were last year, so maybe a little higher scoring, but it could come down to the last couple of matches.
Well, as we get to this point of the season, Ross, before we let you get out of here, kind of your thoughts. Adams Central ranked as high as third, being a Class B school. What's the status of Omaha Scott this year when we get to Omaha? Do we just chalk up another state championship? Can anybody push him? Does Adams Central have a chance to vie for a trophy in Omaha?
I'll tell you what about Omaha Scott. This is a different Omaha Scott team. This is not the team that we've seen the last couple of years that just went and ran roughshod over the rest of the state in Omaha, where they score 200 and 256 points. This is a team that may qualify as few as seven or eight wrestlers down to Omaha. However, those seven or eight all have a great chance to win a state title. So it's a different type of a team that you're looking at there. But, of course, again, you never know. Sometimes a bounce of the ball, so to say, some luck, might crop up. I mean, last year they had a wrestler that, needed to forfeit out, had some medical issues or whatever the case was, and he had to default out of the state tournament. If that happens to them this year, I'm not saying that will, but if something like that happened, then certainly a team like Adams Central, Syracuse, one of those type of teams, Auburn, who I've had rated number two in the preseason as well, would all have a chance to step in. But again, it's a different Omaha Scott team, and that's the best way I can put it. When you see them, you'll kind of understand what I'm talking about.
Boy, I know that breaks everybody's heart.
I don't want to say that they're on the downward spiral, but certainly they just don't have the talent in that program that they had the last couple of years. And every good dynasty comes to an end at some point. And I think certainly by next year, Auburn will be my preseason number one for the 2009-10 season, unless Omaha Scott happens to get mass transfers into their program.
Recruitments.
Hey, you said that, not me.
Well, Ross, we appreciate the time. We'll let you get back to work, and we look forward to seeing you down the road, if not before, at the state tournament.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ross. Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com. You can find out all kinds of wrestling information on their website at HuskerMat.com. And again, don't forget, tonight we've got the Kearney and North Platte duel on Power 99, estimated start time at 7:30. It's Parents' Night as well, so we'll have that, plenty of pregame, and get you ready to go for that. Then Saturday, we will be at Wood River for the Lou Platte Conference Championships. Finals will start around 2, maybe a little bit after, and we'll bring you what should be another close team race. We'll get to the Dent Popper inbox and finish up the day's show, maybe give you a chance to get qualified. We'll see what kind of mood Daddy and Derek are in. And Daddy's got an email that he definitely can't wait to read back after this.
The answer.
644.
The question.
How many complaint letters have we gotten on the Doug and Daddy show in the last month?
I wouldn't trade my work partner for nothing. That fat boy is steady, reliable, never takes a break. And whenever we're working in a tight spot, I can always count on the fat boy to have gas.
The new fat boy fuel tank from Burns-O-Matic. 20% more fuel, a lower profile, and Green Key technology for easier recycling. Check out the Fat Boy. You can win the ultimate outdoor experience. Details and official rules at burnsomatic.com. No purchase necessary ends March 31st, 2009. Must be legal U.S. resident and 18 years or older to win.
You stretched your paychecks as far as they would go. You didn't get ahead, but you managed to survive. Now you're not only maxed out on credit cards, but you're behind on your mortgage. We're Credit Card Relief. We help people get out of debt in months instead of years without declaring bankruptcy and without losing the family home. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-290-6868. 866-290-6868. The consultation is free and the relief is real. 866-290-6868.
Lace them up. It's basketball time.
The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th and Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up around the lower 60s with west wind staying from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see clear skies, then some increasing cloud cover late with lows in the mid-20s. North winds will develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see temperatures falling through the 20s on Friday. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tomorrow we're going to catch up with Dan Bowling. He's the head boys basketball coach at Litchfield. You know, sometimes the programs that are up and coming don't get a lot of love, and I don't think we've talked a lot of Litchfield in a while. And Coach Bowling has that team headed in the right direction. They're coming off a very exciting triple overtime game against a solid Sandhills Thedford team on Tuesday. They play Callaway tonight. We'll talk to him tomorrow on the program about their program. Plus, I'm a little sad, Derek. Daddy, we got to find something for him to pick tomorrow. You know,
yeah, well,
sports-wise.
Maybe some hockey or something, huh?
Good Lord, we don't have any football. Yikes. But we do have a little football news for you. The coaches for the Sertoma 8-man All-Star High School football game held every June in Hastings have been announced. The head coach of the West, Randy Geyer from Juanita Palisade via Windside via Ord. Also, Glenn Lipska of Layton and Brock Eichelberger of Ewing are his assistants. The head coach of the East, Ron Lund from Dodge. His assistants are Kevin Hom of Nebraska Lutheran and Dave Aldrich from Allen. Again, also always interesting, Allen, one of those cities you have to want to get to it. It's not like you're driving down and say, oh, there's Shelton on the way to Grand Island or something. Or, you know, you're driving to Lincoln, oh, there's Gaynor. You know, it's not that way. You have to want to get to Allen. You have to want to get to Allen.
I've never wanted to get
to You know
there.
Where Allen is?
Way north.
Okay, all right, as long as you know it. Also, the teams they have selected, and now it's into the process of the kids agreeing to play and all that. Also, the Kansas-Nebraska All-Star 8-Man Game, second annual edition, will be played June 27th in Great Bend, Kansas. The co-head coaches for the Nebraska team, Kevin Malberg of Elwood.
All right.
That's going to cut into his bowling schedule. And Rod Brummels of Clearwater Orchard, who had a solid season. Their assistants, Arlo Wusk, one of the great names in all of coaching, Arlo Wusk of Sterling, and Jeff Ashby of Giltner. So congratulations to them. We'll know more about the teams when they make those official roster announcements later on this spring.
We go to the Dent Popper inbox.
This the armor lining, by the way.
There you go. Painless dent repair. They've been doing it for years. On the bricks, downtown Kearney Center. Says, Doug, shut the hell up. Are you from Nebraska?
Whoa.
That's what it says. I'm just reading.
Are you
from Nebraska? Give them some credit. Oklahoma is fifth. We all know. Nebraska is not a powerhouse, but they're trying. Daddy, you're on crack. We're not going to the dance. I agree with Doug on that one. But we're getting better. Got to give the Huskers some credit. Thanks, Brock, for the email. The only thing I don't agree with your point on is same old Nebraska team. It's not the same. Barry Collier had some good wins. Surprised you every now and then.
What's different?
The direction everything's going. The players from top to bottom, 1 through 7, are better than they ever have been since Danny Nee was here.
I'll tell you what's different. The coaching's better. Let's stay with the Den Popper inbox. The mailman fires in to the CEOs of Losers Incorporated.
Is he talking about us?
I think he might be.
Wow.
Slight depression has begun to set in due to the realization our beloved football season is almost over. But after hearing you discuss the draft, I perked up a bit. Kansas City should not take a quarterback in the first round. I believe they'll try and solidify their offensive line. Thigpen had decent numbers, and with better protection, those will improve along with their run game. There are very few Mannings, Flaccos, or Ryans, so why take a huge gamble on finding a diamond in the rough? Parcells' approach in Miami was along these lines, as with the Patriots. Great teams in the past have folded up their tents and left the party over one pick. San Diego, San Francisco, Oakland, just to name a few. The NFL is a copycat league, so teams continue on the path of failure, picking quarterbacks and running backs first. The lifespan of these positions is not real good. Great teams are built in 3rd through 6th rounds, says Brent. Great linemen are picked in the first, and that philosophy has arrived in Kansas City. Take it easy, the mailman. Thanks, Brent, for the email. This just in, the Detroit Lions are considering selecting Michael Crabtree with the 1st overall pick.
Oh, God. That would be funny. That would be great radio.
And then they're going to make a trade to get Jeremy Maclin.
That's going to be their first two. They're going to give up their 2nd, 3rd, and 4th round picks to get Jeremy Maclin.
When we get closer to draft time, I'll see if I can. I know there's a New York Jets montage out there of some of their picks through the 80s.
Oh, that is so great. They
and
play
90s.
That.
Yeah,
they
I'll see if I can get that.
Draft.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get that, too.
What?
Yeah, it's like, and the Jets select fullback. Boom!
Oh, God. Who was it? It wasn't Junior Miller, was it? Who was the tight end they took from Nebraska?
Johnny Mitchell.
And with the 6th overall pick, the New York Jets select, and Tagliabue, or whoever the commissioner is at the time, back then.
Brazil?
Yeah. And he always pauses. If it's anything but quarterback. Tight end, and then he pauses. Oh! Johnny Mitchell, Nebraska.
Oh, no! No way!
That's good stuff. The draft coming up in April. See, now, would you want to go to the draft?
No. I think that would be an awfully long day.
See, there's a lot of weirdos out there that want to go. My brother-in-law wants to go to the draft. I mean, the family plans on being away because he's a vegetable. He's a vegetable.
I mean, I like seeing the first round. Well, it depends. If you're in with those bozos that are yelling, and it might be fun to see. But I can't imagine being there the whole day.
Excuse to drink all day.
Well, you go have a couple cocktails with them and yell and scream and be fun, you know, make fun of them, or, you know, have some fun with them or with at their expense. But, I mean, to get dressed up in my uniform, I can't see myself doing that.
All right, last topic before we get out of here. Some rumors out there that Ray Lewis might go to the Dallas Cowboys, or the Cowboys are interested in signing the free agent linebacker from Baltimore. Your thoughts? Not even about the reality show where Michael Irvin's going to bring in a football player to be on the roster next year going into spring ball, but your thoughts, Ray Lewis in Dallas, your thoughts?
You'd love to have him, period. But it depends on what you have to give up for him also.
They can't give up anything for Ray Lewis.
No, I agree.
You got DeMarcus. It'd be great to get some more talent on that team. No doubt about it.
Where's good, but Lewis is a whole different beast. He's a whole different animal, people.
Man, if he can get in trouble in Baltimore, imagine what he can do at the White House.
They don't have that anymore.
What are you talking about? You sure about that?
I can see it.
Are you efforting Courtney Grigsby for the show tomorrow?
No.
No Courtney Grigsby. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to get a lot more people signed up for our Super Bowl tailgate bundle brought to you by Schroeder Smoked Foods, a platter that's going to feed up to 15 of you and your friends and family for the Super Bowl next week. Also, we're going to catch up with Litchfield head basketball coach Dan Bowling among our guests to talk about the Trojans' fine start to the season. We want to thank Ross Halpern from HuskerMat.com. Talk a little high school wrestling today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and Kearney, 1550. To our friends in Hastings, bye now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!